Makeup Alley has announced that they are closing down, and as someone that is building a beauty review platform, I thought I should comment on it. The first thing I want to say is I feel weird even critiquing them, because Makeup Alley did so much for being a place that truly platforms consumer voices, and it changed the way that women shop for beauty. But in saying that, clearly they struggled to keep up with the time. So Unfiltered plans to be different from Makeup Alley in more ways than one. But I think what's really interesting to call out here is the business model, because beauty review platforms historically have operated on one of two business models. The major one, which is Makeup Alley, is affiliates, where essentially if you go on their platform and read their reviews and end up buying the product that the reviews are about, they make a small percentage of the sale of that product because it's an agreement with the brand. But every business has a core KPI, and when you're a review platform, your value proposition is being a place of truth. But when that core KPI becomes sales, it becomes transactions, your value proposition is compromised, and those platforms start to push more positive reviews. I can't speak to Makeup Alley specifically, but maybe the brands that gave them better affiliate percentages, they started to do more content for. And it's really interesting because it's kind of the same thing that's happened with magazines now, where if they do like the best five of X category roundup, it's usually on an affiliate model. And the way the internet is heading, the way that it's been heading for the last like 10 to 20 years, just doesn't make sense for that model. Because like I said, if your value becomes a trusted place of consumer voice, but then you want those same consumers to purchase something, your business model and your value proposition are so unaligned that it just doesn't work.